can do it via our toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Some of those features on our site do allow you to actually control the content there, so when you find something online that you want to share with us and share with our other listeners, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page on the site. It must receive a certain number of votes from other listeners in order to be promoted to the front page and the top of the site. So see for yourself and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We talked a lot in the first hour of the show about some election successes that the folks with the Free State Project, of which, Mark, you and I are a part of, and that we had here in New Hampshire last night in the election. And one of the people who is a member of the Free State Project that has not yet made the move is Jillian from Stateless Sweets.
Yeah, statelesssweets.com. And this holiday season, you're probably going to want to have some nice things to eat for folks that come over to your house, or to whose houses?
To bring with you to some sort of party.
Hey, if you're going to parties with your hands empty, yeah, you're that guy. You're Ian, and you.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Are you going to deny it, or you just don't want to be said?
I bring beer. Oh boy!
So
somebody's got to bring the beer.
Go to statelesssweets.com and get some nice things for the host or to pass out to your guests. They're awesome. I mean, I'm just looking at some of the candies here, and it's great. I love the cinnamon caramel.
Yeah, those are good.
So it's like, you know, sort of your caramels, and they're great, and they're homemade, and all, it's all natural, and those kind of things. But it's got a hint of a cinnamon flavor, too, and it's really kind of, you know, new, different, exciting. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle. That's a new, different idea. And you could get the sampler if you want to try all the different things they have. The panucci with walnuts, peanut butter fudge. Ian, you like the fudge. I'm a big fan of the English toffee. But I'm really tempted by this chocolate-covered pistachio brittle.
I think I need to taste some of this. So
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Anyway, statelesssweets.com. Go get it. Enjoy it. Statelesssweets.com.
All right, we're going to go right into your phone calls here. But coming up, there's some more election news because there's ballot measures all across the country that were, you know, pretty exciting. A lot of good news on the ballot measure front. In addition to that, Nemi, you're going to tell us about porn.
Yay, porn.
So first, though, we're going to go to the phones here and talk to Aaron listening to WXNT in Indy. Hey, Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening. As of last night, I feel comfortable in asking this over live radio. Anybody got a joint?
Unfortunately, you live in Indianapolis, where I don't believe there was any kind of cannabis related.
I mean, they will arrest a shadow here in town. I mean, it's that bad. But, hey, I wanted to hit on something and make an analogy, and it goes toward not only the Republican Party, but the Libertarian Party, and I want to set this up by saying, to all those people out there that think you can't get the black or Latino vote, even the Libertarian or the Republican Party, listen to this analogy. If you own a business, a car, if you own a car dealership, and I'm telling you, and you're looking for a general manager, and I'm out there all over the place telling people how I hate cars and everything, you know, I believe more in bicycles than an automobile. But then I'm going to go apply for the job. You're not going to give me that job if I told you I hate what the industry you're in. That being said, you might work on a local level, but you cannot run for national office talking about how much you hate the federal government and then ask for the job. There's a lot of places where I agree with Republicans and Libertarians, and there's a lot of places where I disagree with the Democrats. But we Democrats don't come off as angry people. You know, you scare people. Richard Murdoch, I would trust Dracula before I trust this guy, Richard Murdoch, here in Indianapolis. You know, because he come off too angry. You know, you got good positions, but it's the way you present yourself.
I agree.
And I mean, when I'm talking about Republicans.
I agree that if one presents oneself in an angry fashion, that one's going to have a difficult time getting elected. It just doesn't look good. Now, I don't know, and you know, I'm always trying to find the best way to talk about the ideas of liberty. And you know, I'm anti-government if that means being pro-freedom. But you know, I'm always trying to find.
You just say it without having a knife in your hand or a gun in your hand or a musket. You know, I mean, if they don't change. The Republican Party is going to be relegated down to angry old white men that go by three syllables.
No, I agree with you. I personally don't, you know, I don't understand why anybody would align the Libertarians with the Republicans. I mean, Gary Johnson doesn't come across as an angry guy at all. The dude was wearing a peace t-shirt. He was wearing a peace t-shirt in his commercial.
He sounded like he was reasonable, but the thing is, that's where I disagree with the Republicans and Democrats. You do not exclude people. And Democrats, they just guilty. You cannot say, or even though it was true to some extent that they were trying to suppress the vote in certain neighborhoods, but what's the difference when you're trying to suppress the voice of a libertarian in the debate? It's the same difference.
Let me ask you this, Aaron.
That's what they're guilty.
You had mentioned that this had something to do with the black and Latino vote. Why is it, did you think that the angry sound doesn't appeal to the black and angry sound about government doesn't appeal to blacks and Latinos, but it does appeal to, I assume, whites, Eskimos, and Chinese people?
No. You misunderstood what I said.
Okay.
I said it's not the message, it's the way you bring your message.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was saying. And
so why does the angry thing work? Why does the angry thing work with some ethnicities and it doesn't work with others?
Because, let me tell you, and the statistics show that pretty soon the white Anglo-Saxon will not be the majority.
And so,
a lot of people.
Isn't that already the case?
It's not the majority.
So it's slipping away.
Absolutely. The minority, the whites are not going to be the majority soon. I mean, that this was last year was the first year that there was a majority.
And like it's slipping away from them, and instead of being angry and racist, and people will still trust you. I'd rather trust somebody that's in the minority that's smart than somebody that's in the majority and stupid. You know? It doesn't matter. It's all about your message. It's not about the majority or minority anymore.
Aaron, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you, as always, at 855-450-FREE. I think that, you know, it's interesting, Gary Johnson, we didn't really I touched briefly on this in the first hour, but didn't give you the numbers. Gary Johnson, with the Libertarian Party, he did a really good job last night. You know, obviously the news media is not reporting on this, but... he got more than 1% of the vote, just over 1% of the vote.
Nationally?
And, nationally.
Wow, that's great.
And that actually meant he got more than 1 million votes.
That's awesome.
Nationally, which actually means that for the first time since 1980, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate has received... of 1% of the vote. That was the last time they got 1%.
So he's
got 1980.
More votes. He has more votes than any other Libertarian candidate for president.
That's correct. He has more. Ed Clark in the 1980s got about, or in 1980, Ed Clark received approximately 920,000 votes, and Gary Johnson eclipsed 1 million votes yesterday. So that's good news, although it's a tough one to analyze, right? Because the Libertarian Party, the reason why I resigned from it in 2008 was I was a life member, by the way, which meant I gave them $1,000 at one point. That's how much I believed in.
Right. You resigned a membership that, you know, it's not like you gained $20 a month by resigning.
No, I resigned a membership that never expired.
That's right.
And so the reason why I did that was because I've been sick and tired of hearing so-called libertarians water down their message, which when I joined, it was the party of principle. They still call themselves that, but they're not principled anymore. It used to be that...
I don't know that they ever were.
In order to... Well, at least I felt like they were back when I was involved.
Well, when you were involved, Ian, you weren't principled either. You weren't what you call a principled libertarian. You were just a regular small government libertarian, and I was sort of the Republican-y type. And then you moved on to the not small government, but no coercive
Yeah,
state.
I get what you're saying, Mark, but you're kind of wrong about that, because what I understood when I joined the Libertarian Party was I had signed a statement, And even if I couldn't understand why things should be a certain way, like one of the issues I didn't get was immigration in the beginning, I knew that I had to have a certain position on that. So I took the position and I learned more about it over time. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But Gary Johnson did a great job. How do you look at that situation? We can talk more about that coming up. Also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says, let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,723. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,765.62, $882.81 for a half ounce, or $441.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,765.62, $882.81, and $441.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Hey, our website includes a lot of features. News updates are one of those features. You go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up to follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your preference. News.freetalklive.com. Do go there and sign up for your, you know, your choice, and then you'll get updates about what's going on with the show, including, you know, if we like have an interview or something like that, like I did last night on Playboy Radio, which was a lot of fun. And I posted the interview, which, of course, it's on Sirius XM normally, so you have to be a subscriber, typically, to get the Playboy Radio content. But in this case, you'll get about 15 minutes of their show. They have the election night special that I put up over at the SoundCloud page. But folks that were on our email list knew about that first. Also, those on Twitter and Facebook were aware of that first. And if you're on Twitter and Facebook, you'll get updates during the show. Sometimes we ask questions there. We post observations, post show prep, things like that. And I'm so glad I was on that show last night. It was so much fun. The ladies were very open to, you know, new ideas, and they certainly were friendly to the ideas of Liberty, and I got a lot of compliments from folks on how that interview went. It was probably some of the most fun I've had doing an interview.
Awesome.
Yeah. So go to news.freetalklive.com, and if you want to hear the Playboy Radio interview, you can just go straight to our SoundCloud page. It's up there. Look for the picture of the really attractive blonde lady. You'll notice when you go there, and or you can just go to publicity.freetalklive.com. That's our page on our website where we kind of post things like, Mark, your recent appearance on CBC from Canada, my appearance on Playboy Radio. And I should be, unless things go, you know, go wrong, I should be on RT a little bit later on this week. It's been bumped already due to election
stuff. I was there last night or the night before.
Yeah, that's cool. And maybe you made some connections.
Got to find that
with
RT interview, too.
Oh, you were interviewed by RT?
That's correct.
Oh, cool. Oh, you hadn't told us, you know, when you were on the air that had happened. So.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's great.
That happened. We got an interview, and it was brief, as these things tend to be.
Sure.
They're just going to take whatever they take out of it and, you know, make it happen. But, yeah.
So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow our news updates that way.
If this the election results make you want to rush off into the woods and hide in a cabin that you've built with your own hands from rocks and sticks, you need strategicsurvival.com. This omnibus will help you in all kinds of different survival situations. It's not just if you decide to run off in the woods because somehow you think things have changed in here in America in some notable fashion, which doesn't appear to be the case to me. But regardless, you'll need strategicsurvival.com in all kinds of situations, whether it's weather-related or, you know, some kind of man-made disaster or economic collapse. You want to know what you need to know in a survival situation, what tools and items you need to have, how to use them, how to implement them, and Strategic Survival covers all of that. It's a really great guide. You need to check it out. StrategicSurvival.com covers budget and schedule. It's schedule-friendly situations ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas that you can carry with you to more permanent infrastructure. There you go. StrategicSurvival.com.
We're going to continue with your calls. Just wanted to touch base on the Gary Johnson pretty big success as far as libertarian presidential campaigns, over a million votes last night. But the difficulty I have is how to analyze that, because as somebody who's been a follower of the Libertarian Party, and I don't mean like following what they, you know, every jump, but watching them, I guess, being a watcher and observer of the Libertarian Party over the years, having been part of it at one time, they've fallen away from their principles. And that's why I quit the party, was out of frustration of how watered down their message had become, how unprincipled it had become. And I think they took a step in the right direction this year, because their last presidential candidate was Bob Barr, and he was laughable and embarrassing. Gary Johnson, on the other hand, was not those things, and he did a good job, and he was a good communicator.
I'm so glad he got the most votes, because that means that he's going to have four more years to hone his message and really get, really understand a lot of the ideas of liberty.
I hope he does, too. I hope he does, because that was my big disappointment with this campaign and the reason why I couldn't vote for him. I ended up voting for NOTA, N-O-T-A, none of the above, for president, because Gary Johnson was not a libertarian by my book. He was not a truly liberty-minded person.
I think he qualifies as a libertarian.
No, because to be a libertarian, this is why you're wrong, Mark. In order to be a libertarian, you have to sign a statement that says that you don't believe in the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Taxes are force. Government's force. And so for a libertarian to be out there advocating for a national sales tax, sorry, that's not a traditionally libertarian position. I understand that neo-libertarianism, which is basically what we have now, is this viewpoint that, well, we're smaller government, and that's all. And that's fine and everything, but it makes me wonder, did Gary Johnson get a million votes because he watered down his message, or did Gary Johnson get a million votes because social media and Ron Paul propelled him to the point where he could do that, where a libertarian candidate could finally make that kind of level of inroads? I mean, obviously, if it were
Bob because Barr. There was no decision between the other two.
No decision?
No. Well, there was no choice. I mean, between Obama, it was...
Well, there wasn't that much choice in 2008 either. There wasn't any choice there, but...
There wasn't any choice with Bob Barr either,
right,
is how I felt.
Right, Bob Barr was awful. So, and plus, social media is more prolific now. I mean, 4 years ago, Facebook was just getting the ball rolling, but now it's... you know, a critical part of a lot of people's daily routine. So that really leads me to the question, was it the watering down of the message that got them the vote?
Gary Johnson didn't water down his message. He made his message more libertarian. Gary Johnson was a Republican governor of New Mexico.
Yeah, I get what you're saying about Johnson, and good for him for moving in the right direction. I'm talking about watering down the message of liberty, the principles of liberty, which used to be the purpose behind the Libertarian Party, was to introduce people to a principle idea, something that people could grasp and then apply to their own lives, like I have done and many other people who found liberty through the Libertarian Party in the past have done. So it makes me wonder if you had somebody who was, if Gary Johnson was a principled libertarian, if he was what I wished he would be, how would he have done? Would that have affected his vote total at all? Is it really the message so much as it was the social media? Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Because the Green Party, by the way, didn't really do much of anything. Jill Stein, 300,000 votes I think she got nationwide. I didn't do a comparison. I should. I should pull it up. Pull up Jill's vote totals compared to, like, Ralph Nader, for instance. Maybe we'll do that here in a little bit. Let's go to Benjamin. He's listening in Northern California. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I saw you post on Facebook. You wondered what happened of note in our local areas because of the election or during the election. And let me paint a picture, if I could.
All right.
California is a luxurious cruise ship, and the cruise ship is taking on water. Some of us in California said, "Hey, we should bail out the water. Let's throw out the cocktail shrimp. Let's use those buckets and bail out the water." But other people said, well, why don't we just drill a hole in the bottom of the ship and let the water pour out? And we tried to explain that that's not actually how you get water off the ship. And they said, well, let's do that anyway. So in California, they passed new taxes, more spending,
woo-hoo!
And... and new bureaucracy.
I am excited about that news because it means more liberty-minded people will get fed up with living out there, as pretty as it might be, and make a move.
I have shared the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire.
Hold that thought, Benjamin. I know there's more you've got here, so stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on our site. We give them away to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. In studio with you, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And don't forget, if you would like to support Free Talk Live, would like to invite you to shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can link into Amazon there, and there's three different Amazons linked to from shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. Click into the right one for you. Just get your shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon experience, the same great low Amazon prices. It's just that when you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits. So it helps us, it helps you get the stuff you want and get it delivered to your door without having to deal with the parking lots and the hassles of dealing with crowds at the, you know, because crowds are going to be there soon. Black Friday's coming up. Dealing with the holiday shopping season. Avoid all of it and get it done through shop.freetalklive.com. It helps Free Talk Live when you shop there.
Bitcoins. They are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that you can send, allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. No one has access to your account with bitcoins. You have complete control over your own account. You know, that's not the case with any of these online monetary transfer organizations or any other banks. Bitcoins. You can go find out about them at weusecoins.org. You can go get your free online Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. With it, you can send Bitcoins to people via email or your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. And it's all free. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. If you want to find out how to get some Bitcoins, I'll be telling you about that here shortly.
Okay, 855-450-FREE, right back to Benjamin, listening in Northern California. Now, this is, I believe, Benjamin from Good Men Do Something, who made a bit of a splash there in the Yuba County area by holding signage or putting up signs that said taxes equal theft. You ended up going to court over that, and it was a ridiculous situation where the jury actually found you guilty, not because it was illegal what you did, but because you didn't do what the cops asked you to do, which was, show them ID right away. And so you guys have definitely made a splash out there, and you attempted to run for a political office yourself. Maybe you'll tell us a little bit more about how that went. But you were kind of recapping what happened out in California. You were just mentioning right before we went to break that I guess people voted in California for more taxes.
Oh yeah, a new tax on everybody to help, you know, fund education for the children. and then
no, not the children. Just the children of people who send them to public school.
Oh, well, right. And what's actually interesting about that is it's supposed to raise $9 billion to go to the schools, but like $6 billion of that is money that the state had withheld giving the schools as like a loan, promising to pay them later. So really, they're taxing themselves to pay the schools back what they borrowed already.
What a mess. And California is one of the states that is in the worst, the most dire financial straits. I mean, I haven't seen an update on it recently, but I imagine it's still in the news out there. Last time we saw it was billions of dollars in the hole, behind the ball, trying to pay.
Oh, no, they paid it all off.
Did they?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't. They didn't even come close. They have no intention of ever paying it off. They're waiting for the federal government to come and bail them out.
Well, their last gimmick before doing these taxes was to go to the local communities and basically go, look, we can't borrow money because our credit rating is so bad. So what we're going to do is we're going to withhold giving you money that we already took from your citizens that we're supposed to give to you and forced you to go borrow money to have a credit rating.
Oh, wow. Wow, so all the towns are now going to ruin their credit rating.
And then we promised to pay you back what you had to borrow to fund what we told you you had to do but wouldn't give you the money to do it.
God, that is just slimy.
It's very messy.
It's got to be, as we pointed out earlier, the people in New Hampshire voted, a majority of people in New Hampshire, not a two-thirds, but a majority voted to completely abolish the income tax. Unfortunately, it needed two-thirds to actually pass into
it
Constitution.
It wasn't that far from two-thirds, but
it was far enough.
About halfway between.
That's significantly different than what happened out in California, where people actually voted for more taxes. In a down economy, let's vote for more taxes.
But it was to fund public education. Why do you hate children?
They never have enough.
No, not children. Just the children of people that will send them to public school.
I don't know about you, but I've never seen kids getting cut a check. It's going to the government bureaucrats that run the program. It's going to the administrators. It's going to the contractors. It's going to the teachers. But that money is probably not going to end
up. Right. Everybody knows that private education is better than public education, and private education generally costs less per student than public education does.
It can cost less.
At least I'm sure you're happy that California will be instituting new tax on businesses to fund a green energy program.
No.
Oh, I am happy that California is putting all kinds of taxes on people. I would never vote for a tax at all, but I do understand that every new tax that they put down on California will drive more liberty-oriented people to the Free State Project.
Well, currently out of California and causing it to go defunct quicker.
Yep, but some of them will come here.
Right, because you need to have the producers.
Yeah.
You need to have the people that are actually out there providing a real product and service in the marketplace in order to be able to tax them to get that money. And if those folks walk away from the plantation, so to speak, then you're right. They're going to have an even tougher time meeting those bills that they're expecting, that they're hoping to somehow magically pay. Now, you were running for a city council seat. And you said that you were born and raised in the area. Your family name is pretty well known. It's not a big place, relatively small population. How'd it go?
Oh, I guess horribly because we lost, but I'm not terribly broken up about it. The lost, came in last, didn't win, but frankly, You know, I'm a person who normally goes to those really boring meetings anyway. If anybody's ever been to a city council meeting or a
school, oh god,
they're boring. But I figured, you know, I might as well have a say. I might as well be one of the five people who gets the vote. And my mom lost her election for the school board. She was incumbent. She's already on the school board.
Oh wow, lost as an incumbent.
Yeah, lost as an incumbent. But likely because she opposed, the school was trying to get a new bond measure passed to help pay for things, and she was like, "Well, why don't we try voluntary means first?" And they said, "Let's just pass the new tax." And she was
now, is your mom also a Free State Project participant? Because I know that you and your brother are, but what about her?
Me, my brother, my father, and my mother are all Free State Project participants.
Awesome.
We all signed the pledge.
So, since she's now no longer obligated to the school board, does that move up her plan to make the move?
I don't know specifically what my father and my mother's plans are, because my dad, you know, has his job and his career, so that affects things where he's able to get a job. So I don't know what their specific plans are. And for me, it wasn't going to affect it no matter what, because I was going to move whenever I was ready. They
gotcha.
Can always appoint someone, and I can always resign and appoint someone. But I'm not even on it, so I didn't win.
Cool, man. Anything else you want to share with us?
Because you know what? It gave me an opportunity to meet like-minded individuals who live in the community, because I went around knocking on doors.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
So now I know more people, and today's election results here in California has been a great tool for starting conversations and saying, hey, have you heard of New Hampshire and the Free State Project?
Great point. That's one of the reasons why.
One of the reasons why you should move.
Yep, that's one of the things that folks can do that we can't really do that well, because we've already made the move. I mean, we can't convince people in New Hampshire to move here. So if you're still on the outside of New Hampshire and you're a Free State Project participant, one of the most effective forms of activism you can do is to be reaching out to all those Ron Paul meetup groups, to reach out to, the Liberty on the Rocks groups. You might have heard their advertisements right here on Free Talk Live. Reach out to the Libertarian Party groups in your areas. Campaign for Liberty, Students for Liberty, whatever liberty-oriented organizations there are out there, wherever you can find liberty-minded people, touch base with them. Let them know what's happening in New Hampshire. Hook them up with the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And let's start talking about it, man. I know Trevor Lyman from the infamous creator of the Money Bomb, although I've heard that it was more of a group effort, but he's the guy that gets the credit for it. He has come out on his Facebook page and said that he believes the solution to liberty is to concentrate activism in one area, and he will be working to promote the Free State Project now that the Ron Paul campaign is done. So the more people we can get up here, the better it will be. And thanks, Benjamin, for the call and the summary there of the terrible news from California. More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. You can enjoy the mobile site, by the way. For those of you with a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. M is in mobile.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, coming up, porn. And Emmy's got a story about interesting news. Speaking of California regulations,
right.
Interesting new regulation in the porn industry. But first, we're going to go to the phones here, and William is on the line in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, William.
Hey, hope all's well.
Yeah, everything's cool, man. We're in New Hampshire. There's more liberty activists moving here every week, so all is good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm jealous of you guys. Y'all really are making progress. But speaking of crossbreed holsters, I got one, and they're awesome. But anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. Crossbreed is a sponsor here. I believe it's, you also have one.
I also have one, yes.
It's the ugliest holster you'll ever love.
And I do love it.
Well, I mean, you know, I bought one a while back, and I thought it was going to be really expensive, and it was not, and it is the best holster you'll ever have.
There you go, crossbreedholsters.com.
All right, so I didn't know. Well, did you have something else you wanted to talk about?
Well, I'm sorry. It segues right into what I was talking about. I've been carrying a gun on me personally in Texas for the past year and a half or so. And, you know, like, when I took my class, one of the things is it's a concealed handgun license.
Are you required to take a class to get the license?
Yeah, for a concealed handgun, yes.
Welcome to the South, Jimmy. It's that way around there.
Yeah, one of the things that kind of annoyed me is, like, you know, I'm asking the guy who was teaching us, so why should we have, you know, because we can get in trouble if we brandish it, you know. And I was like, well, you know, as a police officer, the guy I was training was was a police officer, and I said, as a police officer, you know, do you disagree with it being concealed? He says, well, that causes a lot of people to, you know, panic. And here's the way I look at it. I'd rather look at a crowd of people and see, oh, that guy's got a gun, that woman has a gun, and so on and so forth.
I agree with you, for sure. I think that a lot of people who get all uppity about seeing people open carrying don't realize just how many people are concealed carrying. Could be behind you in the line at Walmart, passing you at the bank. You don't, you never know.
Yeah, and that's kind of like, in my head, I kind of get a kick out of it. I wonder how many people. I kind of had an incident at an event recently where somebody stirred up trouble with me, and I never brandished it and never even thought of it because it did not reach that level. But I was thinking to myself, this is kind of funny because that guy doesn't have any idea, you know, what I have on me. But back to the point of the police officer telling me that it makes people nervous. I mean,
and he's
ridiculous.
Saying concealed carry makes people nervous?
No,
open carry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is ridiculous to me. And the way I feel about that is that, you know, if I don't care if people get nervous because they see a gun. I'm not going to pander to them. I don't think they should be pandered to. In the same way that a lot of people believe the chemtrails. You know, so since chemtrails create a lot of fear and all that mess with a fairly significant, well, with a good percentage of the population shooting all flights. Well, I know, I agree with you, but
I can't imagine there are that many people that actually care about that conspiracy theory.
I agree with you. But anyway, I feel like we should give those people as much, the people who are afraid of looking at a gun, I feel like we should give them as much, empathy or credence as people who worry about chemtrails. That's basically all I had to say.
Well, you know, if you're afraid of somebody carrying a gun, you should also be afraid of walking along the street because, you know, there's crazy people behind the wheels of, you know, 2-ton death traps that could very well, you know, probably more likely run up on the curb and slam into you at any given moment. I mean, if you want to be afraid about anything that, you know, could be dangerous that might happen to you in your life, then let's just go ahead and ban people from driving because it's an incredibly, you know, far more dangerous pastime than carrying a gun around, you know, which has safety mechanisms and generally will not go off unless you have the intention to fire it. So
I think, generally speaking, it's a mistake to dismiss someone who, out of hand, is fearful of someone who is just open carrying a firearm. I think it's an opportunity to educate someone or to challenge their belief system. In fact, one of the city councilors was challenged herself by a good friend of mine who holds world records in distance shooting. Why do you dislike firearms so much? And it's because she had never handled one, had never had an experience. She actually
fear of the unknown.
Right, exactly. Fear of the unknown. And there's fear that's instilled in people through mainstream media or just the news, this murder, death, kill in the news. You know, I think it's really an opportunity to kind of confront someone and offer them an opportunity, if you can, take them to the range. I've taken a bunch of people to the range. I know lots of people open up their property to people who don't have a lot of experience with firearms.
Well, Mimi, I agree with you 100% because my sister was actually afraid of handguns and communicated that fear to me, and it was so funny. Gosh, you should have been there. Like, I had my 40 cal on me and went to my dad's property out in the country, and I said, hey, you guys want to shoot? And I had to tell her to stop shooting my gun because she's using all my ammo.
Yeah, right.
She was having a great time.
She was having a good time, right?
Expensive.
Yeah. This is what happened to my wife when she was taken to the range.
Yeah, she went from being afraid to, you know, do you get any more ammo?
Turned her into a gun nut.
Yeah, exactly. So
it is fun, but it's expensive.
It's expensive too. Unless you can get a nice plinker,
like a 22. You mean?
There's a lot of fun with a 22 rifle for people because the rounds don't cost much, and it's really all the same. You're learning and you're shooting, and you can really, you know, there's not the big recoil or anything like that. So you can really get on target.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. 22s are like black gas as far as the sound as well. So.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, William, thanks for sharing your thoughts and appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Good evening.
Hey, that's Mark Warden.
I want to, I'd rather talk about porn and guns, but I'm going to resort to what I know most, which is politics.
And Mark Warden, by the way, reelected Free State Project participant, longtime advertiser of this show.
Congratulations, yeah. Mark. It was great news to see you won.
This was huge news because the Democrats targeted you to take you out on a national level, and they failed. So congrats.
I was on their hit list, and what's funny is if anybody is liberty-minded, you read their hit piece on why people shouldn't vote for me. It's all the good reasons why actually most people would want to vote for me because I'm on less government at every turn. Lower taxes, more individual freedom, and I just can't imagine why anybody wouldn't want that.
Plus, you're a really, personable guy who I think, obviously you're really good at being a real estate agent, in my, opinion. I know a thing or two about sales. I'm certainly no expert like Mark is, Mark Edge, my co-host. But I've always felt like you are a good listener, Mark Warden, and that's a really important aspect of being, I think, both a politician and a salesman. So obviously it's working for you because you've managed to get reelected. And what's next for you, man?
Well, what we have to do is try to work with the new House members up here in the legislature in Concord, New Hampshire, and in the Reality is Stranger Than Fiction department, there was somebody that apparently has won here in Manchester, New Hampshire, as a state representative who is a self-proclaimed anarchist.
That's right.
It's pretty fascinating. I think it's a great turn of events. So I don't know how he's going to do being in the legislature, but I'm sure he and I will be seat mates and buddies at the lunch table during break, and I think we'll have some fascinating conversations, and he'll be able to enlighten quite a few people.
Yeah, I think that's really exciting that somebody who was openly advocating for total freedom was actually elected like that, somebody who self-proclaims as an anarchist. But there's, I think, some people were concerned, and maybe you can give us some insight here. For a little while, recently, the New Hampshire State Legislature has had what is called the Grievance Panel. And there's been talk that if the Republicans don't win in 2012, that the grievance panel is going to go away.
It can't.
And the grievance panel was something that I thought was a good idea because it actually allows people to bring complaints about the government directly to the state legislature.
NPR didn't seem to think it was that great of an idea.
And well, it's constitutionally guaranteed.
Well, what's going to happen there, Mark Warden?
We're going to be battling to keep that alive. It's in the New Hampshire Constitution that part of our function as what's called the General Court, which is the legislature here, is to have redress of grievances by the people. Because, as you guys know...
Hold that thought, Mark. If you can hang on through the news, we're going to bring it back here. More with Mark Warden. Your thoughts, welcome about what you want. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.